Beginning current daf and sechtes nazu daf tezbav. Beginning of alpha, beginning tez master. Beginning was the gemara osle galeach, which this was the final refutation of Rabbi Yisrael B'chanino, where we see in the brayso that the nazu daf day is finished. Osle galeach, Pirush Tosfos explains, kodem tzrik is done before the blood is sprayed. Shem mitzvah osle galeach al dam, because the mitzvah is to cut your hair when the blood is already sprayed. Now, if you cut here for one of the three kabbans, we say the yetze, but if you cut here beforehand, well, that's one of the things that would be forbidden, and if, yeah, you can get lashes. So, obviously, trip to Jebis Reb Chanina, that obviously, that you are going to get lashes, not only for tumma, but also for cutting here and drinking wine. Now, this is where the two Diburi Taisis that were written after Gimel and Beis belong. But we continue with the next Taisis, which is the beginning of the Gemara. Taisis quotes from the words of the Gemara, Rav says, Yim Shivim, day 70, because we were differentiating the Mishnah between if the baby was born up until this day 70 or afterwards, day 70 itself, Oy Lekan Lekan, will count for either one. Pidish Taisis, then what does that mean? No, if a baby is born on day 70, the part of the day before the birth will count towards the counting of the 100. He already did 70 from the 100. Now, part of the next part of the day will, after the birth, will count to the beginning of the Nazirs. And therefore, it's only going to count the Nazirs for his son another 29 days, because you already have day one now. So it comes out on day 99 of his own. He finishes already Lamed Lebnai 30 for his son. So what comes out now is that since day 70 is counted as day 70 as his own and day one of the baby, that he could cut his hair now on day 100, which is day 31 of the son. Since that hair cutting will be valid for the disease of a son, because that's make I think that's day 31 the way we're describing, because oilo for that, which is really the whole theme of all these tyson of this discussion. We're going to, do we count the baby day the baby's born as part of it, day, as day one or not? So once it is, and is therefore now day 31 is on day 100, so it's the glach is coming as an option. So it's also going to count now. Once it's for that, it's going to work also with Nazirus himself, Shumayim, which 100 days. Even if the baby was not born, he would not be able to cut his hair for his own Nazirus. He'll be on day 101, because you have to go the whole 100 and then the next day. But now when the baby's born, you could go ahead and cut the hair on day 100, because like we just explained. But then says to take a second look, you're going to say, wait a second, my sorry, what type of logic is this? If the son would not be born, if he could not be doing here until day 101, not supposed to do it until day 101 for Nazir, so how should not now also, how does it help that the baby's born to do it on day 100? If someone says what he could say is, this, you cannot cut the hair on day 100. Only rabbinic in the Brashim Perek HaMelech explained the first break down above and out. Even the guy said, "Biblically, Motzul Melikaleich Bimkov, you could already cut your day 100, because it makes him cool. Part of the day is like the whole day." El the Rabban Gazer, the Rabbis decreed the Melikaleich Bimkovam not to cut your day 101, not to Eichad Amshleim, because in the case where you might say a complete 100, where then you cannot say Mixim Kukuloi. Ah, but that's only that's a gzera. Vocha Ukmeadim Teirim Kshner Leben. But here, when he has a baby, we make it with the biblical law. They cut the hand day 100 because Kim Nazir is the Benoi Kahaba Yom Lamalaf, because since Nazir is took for his son, it's already day 31. And Beyochli Glech Nazir is the Benoi Yom Kov, and therefore on day 100 you already do the cutting of the hair the Nazir of his son. So Uncle Nazir is now should serve also for Nazir himself. We counted also for the hair cutting already on day 100. Next day's master begin with the Gemara of Noilid Aben Adain. We learned in the Mishnah that if the baby is born until day 100, which Adva Abachal is including day, until day 70, and Adva Abachal is including day 70. So on that, the Mishnah said, okay, then, lo yefsik klum, as Tosfos quotes from the words of the Gemara, he hasn't lost anything. Now, the question is, as Tosfos quotes from the words of the Gemara, but if you say that actually, day 70 actually counts for both, so iskuri miska, you're actually gaining. And as Tosfos explained, so it's sort of said in the Mishnah, actually gains by the son being born. If the ben was not born, you would only do the hikar until the 101, like we explained just before. Now, according to the opinion of Rav, could be actually cut to the 100. So Nimtzah Shevei Blades comes that you gain in the birth of the son. Michael believes that what's the Mishnah saying? Haven't lost. So let's just continue with the words of the Gemara. And the Rimaschal El Bedin, who the truth is, you're right. The Leilusni Ad Ayin Lehibsi Klal shouldn't say that until day 70 you haven't lost anything. Claim, in other words, the Tosfos explains. But then, from the law, shouldn't have said the wording, he hasn't lost. The contrary, should have said it again. Now, let's take a quote from the words of the Gemara. But in the Mishum Diktani Sefer, since the Sefer says, L'achashem Seif, so that after day 70, it's actually demolishing. You actually lose out with the birth of the sun. So, that's the words of the Gemara. So the Reisha said, up until 70, that the words are, L'ahivzikul hasn't lost anything. But then the truth is, even in the first case, when you actually gain by the birth of the sun, we're just keeping the symmetry of the wording in the Mishnah. They says in Mixes Farm, some text in Kasav El Arak, it only says, Bidinu the list ne achivim. The truth is, it shouldn't say up until 70, but Hifsid, Abkumai Bakulu. So it says that that's just like the other words. To next, just about to begin the words, the Gemara Toshma. So the Gemara says, okay, let's bring a raya to Rav Misefa, from the Sefer. What does it say in the Mishnah? It says, "No loy la'achas shivim seisef." If the baby is born after day 70, it's going to be seisef, which takes out the gear sub shivim. Pidush, another word, mafsid. Doesn't mean it's demolishing; it just means he's going to lose. Now, Sfirli he holds the achas shivim. What does it mean after day 70? Have a pidush b'yom shivim mechad. It means day 71. Question is, why mafsid klum l'rav b'leitza ben? Why are you losing on anything according to Rav when the baby is born on day 71? But yom later l'kan l'kan. You see, the day the baby is born works for both. So it starts already day one from the zero state he took for when the baby is going to be born. Then it comes out, the 30 days of the sun, ends on day 100. Now you can come and say on day 101. Not 100, but 101. So even if the baby is born on day 71, you can still come and say on day 101. How are you? He hasn't lost anything. So that's the good answer. It's a quote in the Vermaskum. My Acher the Messiah, what does the Mishnah mean when it says Acher? Diktani that it says Saiser. It's acher acher. It means after. It's Tosfos explaining Pidush in other words. It'll be a main base. He's born on day 72. Dash lo yochel igleich. He'll be a main base. Now he can only curse on day 102. If he's a blade, then they're losing out in the birth. But then, as Tosfos quotes in the Gemara's question, the Rambam about acher mamish mai. But the day after, literally, what the halacha is going to be. In other words, as Tosfos explains, he'll be a main alpha on day 71. So are you going to tell me, as Tosfos quotes in the words of Gemara, chenamad leisasa v'chul, it's not going to demolish, etc. If that's the case, so what are you saying? If it's born after 70, you don't lose anything. Even after 70, you say you're not going to lose. Rather, obviously, it means literally afterwards. And the rest of the text is quoting from the words of the Gemara. So too, from the Mishnah, according to Rav, we learn, yes, our Mishnah obviously does not hold like Rav. Because our Mishnah holds the day of the birth. And the next one, Zizaben, is not considered for the Nazirs of the sun. The next one is the day, as it is counted for the Nazir of his own for 100 days, because it's drawn after and counted only for the days that it was coming up until this point. The Nazir is the day, which was on the Zirs. And obviously, our mission does not hold that it's Oilikan Likan. And Tosis explained, it's not something we'll explain in the Mishnah. We said the baby is born on the first day of his own Nazir, so we would count for both them. Yet the Vali came into Tchilz Nazir Zilzek and Melazek, because since it's just the beginning of Nazir for either one, just like the other one, so Lama Yal Echad Ve'el Mashen, yeah, why would it work more for his own than it is for the one of the son? Aval Halchav Rebbe here, the Hizchil Nazir Zilzek Vazir Yom Aram, he already started his own Nazir for many days already. Svaru Hudi Yom Leda, so logic would tell us that the day the baby is born, Yen Nech Shev Enigra Ach Yom Shav, but first it should be a continuation of the days that were up until now. The Idol Zilz Nashik, which was his own Nazir. Nazir Zaben, Yaschum Yom Shach Leda, and Nazir Zab the son will only start the day after the birth. Then it says, "I'm going to say, what do you mean?" But now, like, come on, we know the Mishnah later on. My similar parakam, we already brought it in the first parak above. But now, the Yom Shloshim, when you take two consecutive nazirs, the Yom Shloshim oil mitzvah l'rishon, that day 30 of the first one will count a little bit for the first one, mitzvah l'nazir shen, and some of it for the ready day one as the second one. I'm the Yom Lamed oil count like you see, day 30 will count for either one. Why? I thought you don't, when you're coming from the end of the first one, you don't count the end of it as the beginning of the second one. There it's different. That day is between the two Nazirs. And there it is appropriate to consider as the beginning of the first Nazirs and the end of the second Nazirs. You already finished halfway through the day, your first Nazirs. Logic would tell us that it'll be the beginning of the second Nazirs right away on that day. Just like if you accept any Nazirs halfway through the day, that day, of course, considered day one of the Nazirs. But here with the day of the birth of the baby, day 71, your middle of his nizirus. It's considered it's in the beginning of the nizirus for a son. Today, it's appropriate to consider all of the nizirus of his own. Based on the previous days, because it's also part of the calculation of his 100 days. So then day 71 is considered from his 100. You can't consider it as a full day for some other nizirus. Therefore, it does not count because you have to count this whole day for him. Not like half, you're not done. Still continue. So therefore, it doesn't count for some of the time according to the time of the mission. So then, as the Gemara, as Taisa quotes, so then, whom is Rav like? As Taisa explained, keeping the time of sin looks like a mistake, because obviously the time of mission is not whole like him. So the Gemara continues, Taisa quotes in different Maskel, Elim, Mikabashal, everything like Abashal that we learned regarding the whole thing of Berila, Abchul, etc. And so he says that if you already did 3 days before the Yom Tov, but Lemini Kazay Shiva, it nullifies the decree of the Halacha of Shiva, which so he says, Taicho, the gear says, Tairazai, meaning you don't have to keep the laws of Shibin and Moshe Asubit, the old sandal that should be forbidden to wear shoes, or Batash Mashmita, marital intimacy. However, Taicho says, however, Lav Halchas Ahachah, actually, Halach is not far like this. The Mai Cotton of Chav Mal, Chav Maskin, the Gemara concludes, a Philosha Achas came in the regal, even 1 moment before the Umtiv, if they had already started Shiva, but Lemon Gezer Shiva had already nullified the whole Gezer of Shiva. Now, the Gemara continued from the Braisim. Shmoin Yom Kodem LeRegel, if you did 8 days before the Yom Tov, but Lemini Gezeirah Shleishim, that nullifies the decree of Shleishim, which Lint has spurs regarding the hair cutting, which Tosafos explains. He says, Hoil Maskel Yemechem, Medin Shleishim Kodem LeRegel, because you already did 1 day of the Shleishim before the Yom Tov. And as the Gemara continued saying, Mutl Saber Ever Regel, you let it go and cut your hair before the Yom Tov, Tosafos explains, Mishum Kobede Regel, because of the honor of the Yom Tov. And Tosafos continues quoting the words of the Braisim, Mutl Saber Ever Regel, if you didn't cut your hair before the Yom Tov, Osl Saber Acher Regel, now cut your hair after the Yom Tov. As Taisa explained, the Lenit Ledoch is on the covered regal. The only reason why we were able to reject it was because of the honor for the Yomtim. But I will heal the covered regal since you didn't give that honor to the Yomtim. The Yomtim is not going to be effective interrupting it. And therefore, actually, according to him, you're going to have to finish it after the Yomtim.